Hey, good afternoon, everybody. That intro is so great. We're all bopping up and down to start this thing off. I love it. Heads moving up and down, up and down. All right. Beautiful day here at EA again. And we will take full credit for that. Will we not, Nicole?
Oh, we absolutely will.
Oh, absolutely. I'm here with Nicole Starzak, and she is... tell us about what you do and where you work, Nicole.
Yeah, I work at the Aviation Weather Center. I'm a research to operations meteorologist, so I do a lot of work with model developers and adjusting the models or working with the models to get them so that our pilots and our forecasters can use them.
You're the brainchild. No, but the work that Nicole does and the group that works at AWC really is important. And that really stands out most when we're places like this, like AirVenture, and we have people coming by and they want to talk the forecast. And inevitably, we end up talking about what, Nicole? We end up talking about...
Oh, the website.
The website. So we were back here. You were here a few years back. Was it 3 years ago? 2 years ago? I don't remember exactly. 3 years ago?
Yeah, 3 years ago. Yeah. 3 years ago when we were working on the website and the new website, mm-hmm. which is now, you know, 3 years old, was in beta and experimental. And
yeah, that's right. And so we got a lot of feedback then. And since then, well, first talk about what the point was of that first kind of redesign of the website. Because I think we got word out the best we could, but there may be some that are still not using or familiar with it. So
yeah, the original website, or the now legacy website, was around since 2014. It was built for desktops. It worked well on desktops, but a lot of pilots had requested a mobile device, a mobile app, as it were. Mm-hmm. And so we spent a lot of time taking feedback over the last almost decade and then reworking the website so it had a mobile-first design, was easier to use, more intuitive. A lot of evaluations. It was experimental for 18 months, a year and a half there, where we were showing it here at Oshkosh, showing it to pilots. We had it kind of co-running with the website so we mm-hmm. could get all that feedback and continue to make changes.
And what was a lot of the, how's that been, the feedback that you guys received? I know you're getting web mail constantly, and I've overheard you say, we read every piece of that mail. So don't think your voice doesn't matter, because we are taking your feedback into consideration, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a small team, but we read every web mail that comes through. We respond to every web mail that comes through. We find what you're looking for. If we can, we try to incorporate it into the website, or at least acknowledge it and write it down as something that we could look into going forward.
Based on the feedback you've gotten, what have been kind of the highlights? If people aren't using aviationweather.gov, what are they missing out on? If pilots need to kind of turn their this course of their life around and get...
yeah, we've got a lot of different tools, but I think our big provider here is the graphical forecast for aviation, those interactive maps. That's really what people want to use. That's what people can use. They have different interactive maps for all the different weather products, and our users really like being able to step forward and backward in time and kind of see how the weather's changing, where some of the other apps or service providers that they have maybe only show, you know, the weather right now or the weather at the time
image.
You plan to fly.
Right. That's some of the feedback we get, is they like to be able to overlay the things they want to overlay and look at it and then step forward and back to do their flight planning and stuff. Cool. So there was another kind of tweak of the website. Was it this year or last year? When did that begin?
Yeah. We've been kind of working on a couple of big user interface changes. Most of you, if you use aviationweather.gov, would have noticed a pretty big user interface change, moving the time sliders and the level sliders earlier this spring.
Okay, in the spring. Awesome. Feedback from that, good?
Yeah, that's been really good. There's been some confusion, like where the extended range mode might have been on, like, the winds and temps. We had a calendar icon at the top.
Oh, right.
It got moved down into the time slider section, so we still have extended range. People have been concerned about that. We didn't get rid of it. We still have it. It's just in a different location.
And are there tools, like tutorials, that they can, even with the new tweaks that you've done, that people can check those out?
Yeah, we have some tutorials. We have some tutorial information, pictures, snippets like that. And our developers are actively working on updating the help pages so they incorporate all of those new changes. So that little question mark icon gives you some extra information on how to know what's new and what's going on.
Awesome. You know, we've gotten a lot of good feedback over at the IFP, at the NOAA booth, and I've heard nothing but good feedback. Probably since, you know, you expect that some people are going to have a learning curve for even a year or two, right, after a redesign like that. But it seems like everyone's kind of settled in, and it's been rave reviews. I mean, some input, which is good here and there, but people that have kind of gotten into it are like, it's great. It's my go-to. I'm loving it. It's so kudos to you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've spent a lot of time taking all that feedback in and incorporating it as we can. Yeah, the feedback at the booth has been great. We've gotten a couple questions. Most of our questions have honestly been, hey, you used to have this. Where is it now? And it's right. Nice to be able to show them that we do still have it. It's just been moved around a little bit.
Right. What else are you working on? What else is going on there at AWC?
Yeah, because I work back with a lot of the developers, we're also working on incorporating new information, new model data. We test it out. We actually work with the FAA human factors experts.
Yeah.
And they evaluate these products for us. So we actually send them these products, give them a little tutorial of what they're looking at so they understand mm-hmm. the products. And then we ask them to talk to the users.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're able to see if the products are intuitive, if the products make sense, if you can understand what you're actually looking at. Because honestly, if the pilots don't understand what they're looking at, then there's not really a point to be putting that on the website.
You're not making these for yourself here.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Right. Well, that's cool. And beyond that relationship with the FAA and working with them, anything else that or any other partners that you're collaborating with actively in the work that you're doing?
I mean, outside of the pilots that we talk to and as we get all of their feedback, of course, there's that. Another big thing we've been working on is working with our new partners, the Center Weather Service units, which mm-hmm. are co-located at the FAA facilities, the ARTSIs in each region, right. Those 21 sectors. We've got meteorologists that are now part of the Aviation Weather Center. And so we've been utilizing their tools and trying to incorporate all of their new tools into the website as well.
Yeah, how's that going? That's a pretty big push to get all of those different, because they all had a distinct page, right?
Right, right.
And you're pulling all of that now under the AWC umbrella.
Right.
Website, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the CWSUs all had their own separate pages. They were actually located, they were actually working with their regional areas.
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily one central location. So all of them had stuff that's a little bit different and worked a little bit different. So we've been spending a lot of time pulling those products onto our website and then also adding specialized products like maybe ZMA is very focused on hurricanes this time of year. So we wanted to add some hurricane products, and maybe Denver and Salt Lake have a lot of fire and smoke. And
right
now we have some fire and smoke
here.
Indeed. So we've been working on adding some of those products onto the website as well, products that we didn't have previously.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. How big is the team that you work with?
Yeah, we're actually a really small team. We've got four or five developers back there that are working on the website specifically. But really, of those four, we've got two that are only website, and the rest of us are science meteorologists mm-hmm. that are working with the model developers as well.
Okay. And how long have you been at AWC now?
Yeah, that's
how
a great question. It's been almost 7 years that I've been at AWC. Years.
Got there just after I did, right? Yeah,
yeah.
Just a year or so. Wow. Time flies, eh? And you are, so I got to throw this out there. Nicole has helped me out in a lot of different ways with AirVenture over the years. And Nicole is a lover of AirVenture. I mean, you're always excited. Mitch, how can I help out? I want to get out there. Just like always wanting to help out. What is it about being out here that just year after year you're like, I'll go, let me in there.
Oh,
I want to join the party.
I love it here. I've been hearing about Oshkosh since I was a kid. I've got family that's come up every year.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the University of North Dakota, so they send people out every year. I've been waiting for my turn to come, and it wasn't until about halfway through my time at AWC that it came up, and Mitch, you asked me if I would be interested, and I was like, yes, please, sign me up. I've been trying, and I've been back every year since.
Well, it's great. You do a great job, and it's always fun to have you out. It's fun to have that, when you've been out here and experienced it, and you're like, this is just so cool. Like, how could anybody not want to come out and be a part of this, you know? And so it's a lot of fun. I also wanted to ask you a couple other things besides kind of the GFA, which you mentioned earlier. What are some other things or tools that you've maybe gotten feedback about that are being heavily used or that you'd want people to know about that you feel, you know, or could be especially helpful to pilots?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of what our FAA folks like to use are our dashboards. So those under the tools menu or the third menu across if you're looking at a mobile device. We've got our terminal weather dashboard that shows the TAFs kind of broken into different pieces. And then it shows impacts at each of those TAFs if there are impacts. So you can see that the winds are at a certain speed or the ceilings have dropped or, you know, you can look at those TAFs and the impacts that are within those. And they like to see that kind of dashboard format. You can also list all the airports that you're interested in. So if you have five airports, including the route that you're or within the route that you're going to fly to, you can just show the impacts at those five airports all in one kind of big view.
Yeah, the dashboards are pretty popular. And I have gotten some feedback about the TAFs that there are quite a few people that look at those.
Yeah.
And you found that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Anything else that stands out? Because you're like our website guru.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other things on the website that are big focuses. We're starting to add some new things like plotting the PIREP top and bottom. So
yes.
So if we have cloud bases in the PIREPs, we're trying to plot the tops and the bottoms of them. So that will be able to show a trend over time of kind of where those plots will be where those clouds will be and as they're changing. So it'll be nice to see that as they change
and
over time.
You're actively working on that.
Yep. That's something
cool.
That's going on right now and hopefully out pretty soon here.
Oh, that's cool. I wasn't aware of that. That's great. And hopefully you get to do a little bit of forecasting as well. Nicole joins us. How often is it? Maybe once a month or
yeah,
a
about once
months.
A month. Once a month I'm out there and I do a couple of the icing forecasts for you.
Nice
to do icing this time of year because it's a little less common.
No kidding. Well, Nicole, thanks for being here. It was really fun chatting with you.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch.
So good having you. That's it for this Weather Knots, folks. We are back tomorrow? Tomorrow's Saturday, isn't it? I think we are. We'll see you then, everybody. Have a good one.